טוב, שלום רב לכולם. About 3 weeks ago, Mr. Miller, my friend, talked to me, called me, and asked me to give a shiur here. And he said everything is will be okay because what?
לא שומעים.
Okay, בסדר. About 3 weeks ago, friend of me, Mr. Miller, called me and said that Shlomo, we want you to speak here and to give a shiur here. He says it would be in Hebrew, so there is no problem. You speak Hebrew. This is your profession. You were, I was a rabbi in Ukraine a long time ago, and this is what I'm doing. This is the only thing I can do: speak to people, to convince the people, to teach the Torah. And so he said, you know, in Hebrew, there's no problem. And then a week ago, Aliza called me, and she said it would be in English. So I'm very, very sad. My English is not so good, but let's try. Okay? Beseder? Slicha. Aliza told me that... it would be very, very, very important, maybe, to tell you about what we did in Kharkov, in Ukraine, all those years. It's very important because I think it's connected to the name of Yosef HaTzadik, what we, during the last Parashot Shavua, we spoke about him, and it's connected to the name that we say, the Yosef K. Miller Torah Center, with it's this year in memory for him. So I will speak about 3 points about Yosef, but before that, let me tell you few words about myself. I was born here in Israel. My parents made Aliyah from Morocco, and before they came to Israel, they went to France, and then they decided to come to here, and thanks God I was born here. I lived, when I grew up in Netanya, it's city, maybe you know Netanya, it's between Tel Aviv and Haifa. When I was 15 years old, I decided to be more, let's say, frum, more dos, what we say in Hebrew. And when I was 18 years old, I decided to come to Yeshiva. I learned in Yeshivat Merkaz Rav Yerushalayim for 3 years. And then I served in the army as a paratrooper. After the army, I went to Gush Etzion, and I learned the kollel in Gush Etzion. Then Rav Amital, Zichrono Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva, told me, Shlomo, we need 2 people to go to Russia to be like madrichim in camp. So I went. For me, it was the first time I lived Israel, and I came to Russia, to Ukraine. It was 17 years ago. And I decided that after I will finish my smiche in Gush Etzion, I want to come and to be rav there and to open a yeshiva. This is what I decided. I came back and I met Chani, my wife, and we got married and we had a baby. And then I came to Moscow, and from Moscow, the OU staff, they found me somehow. I opened a new shul, new synagogue in Moscow, and then they offered me to come to Kharkov and to build a new operation, a new community for young people, what you call something like SESY in the United States, and to do a keruv. For me, what is NCSY or how to do Keruv, I didn't learn this, I didn't know nothing about this, but I started. And then we were 3 years. After 3 years, we had 2 babies, Amichai and Hila. we came back to Israel, and then I went every 2-3 weeks to Kharkov for 1 week. I had a staff till about 16 years. About 1,000 people, more than 1,500 kids made Aliyah because of our activities. I'm still connected to all of them, and I will tell you a little bit about this. But before that, before this, I want, this is about me. I live in Ofelon, and we have 6 kids, and since I finished my job in Ukraine, I'm a lawyer. I work for, that's what I'm doing here, what's in Israel. And I want to tell you about something now about the Russia. So let's go back to year 1970. What do you know about this year? What we know about this year? People in Israel know that it was the declaration of Lord Balfour, which says that Eretz Israel belongs to Am Israel, something like this. But in Russia, there was a big, big revolution, because the communism took the Shilton, took the... Okay, and they came, they did a big, big revolution. I want to wanted to show you, before I came to here, this is the leaders, I have a pictures. This is the leaders, 12 people. This is the leaders of the Communist Party in 1970. From these 12 people, we have, for example, one, his name is Kamenayev. This guy Kamenayev, this is the second, this is a new family name that he had. His name was Rosenfeld. He was a Jew. Also, there was one of the leaders, his name was Trotsky. Trotsky was born as a son of Hannah and David Bronstein. Also, some of the guys, of the leaders, his name was Zinoviev. He was, all of them worked with Lenin, which was the leader of the party. This guy, his name was Tzvi Hirsch Radomilsky, who was a Jewish also. Sverdlov was Jewish, Yofe was Jewish. From these 12, we have 5 people that they were the leaders of this revolution. Now, what they want, what they wanted, what they said. Karl Marx said, I will say it in Russia, in Russian, maybe you will understand. Religia et opium dla naroda. Someone understand what I said? No? Okay, religious, this is opium for the people, for the world. Okay? There is no need to religious. That's what they said. There is no way why we need religious and so on. So these guys, they came and they started to close all the synagogues, to take the rabbis and to send them to Siberia. This is was good option, because the other is just to kill them. And to close the mashketa, that there is no kosher food, there is no, it was forbidden also to do Brit Milah. So all the religious life will be finished. That's what they wanted. Now the Jewish people in Russia and Ukraine, they were religious, they were, the Jewish people, most of them, they were religious. But some of them, they were communist, and they were against the fact that we serve the God. We are Anachnu Osim Avodat Hashem. So they started to close all the synagogues. For example, in Kharkov, the city that we came, before the revolution, they were about 39 synagogues in Kharkov. But they closed. They closed the school, the Jewish schools. They say to the rabbis, you cannot teach anymore. You cannot go to Daven. And you cannot just to do Pesach or something, or to Matzot, or Tfilin. Well, everything is forbidden, everything is dangerous, everything is against the law, against the communism, against the country. So when we came to Kharkov, we came to a situation that after 70 years, people didn't know nothing about Yadut. And because there is nothing, no Jewish school, no Chinuch Yehudi, nothing. So we had to start from the beginning. How can we start from the beginning to tell to the people, look, we are not like all the Ukrainian people. We are Jewish. We have another culture. We have another rules. We have another world. So I will tell you some stories about the beginning, because it's very important to understand the situation. 2 weeks after we came to Kharkov, someone came to me. I was without office, just apartment, and said that his father wants to see me, if it's possible that I will come. His father, a very old man, and he wants to see me. So I said, why not? Okay, I will come. He came to the family. He was a doctor, and when he saw me, he took a kippah and started to cry, because it was the first time that he saw a rabbi. It was his first time. He heard about this from his father, but this is the first time that he saw someone. He started to cry, and I didn't know what to do. What should I do? And also, I remember once that we did a program bar mitzvah at the beginning, because we want to teach the kids what is bar mitzvah, I saw that some old man came, and he saw me, and again he crying. So I said, Makara, what's happened? Maybe I did something. No, Lord, maybe we did some mistake or something. So he said to me, and his name was Yosef. He said to me, look, I thought that I'm the only, the last Jewish who knows how to pray. That's what I thought, because at all this period of the communism, we tried to do something in Shabbat or something. We went together, some old people, to Daven together, but it was very, very, very dangerous, and we didn't took the kids because we didn't want that the kids will start to tell to other people or to school that we went with our fathers or grandfather to Daven. It was very, very dangerous. So we couldn't take them, and we couldn't talk to them, and we couldn't tell them about this. And I thought that I'm the last one that I can do it. I didn't know what's happened. The other world, or in the United States, or in Israel, or something. And I thought, nobody knows. I'm the last one. I know nobody will continue. When I saw you, when you teaching the kids bar mitzvah, when you put talit and tefillin for them, so I knew that there is a future also to our people. Once I came to some of shop, and some girl told me, Shalom. I said, Shalom, who are you? I remember the name. Her name was Perelman. This is, and she said to me, I'm Jewish. I don't know nothing, but I know one word, Shalom. So I said, look, you can come to our center and I invite you for Shabbat or something. And she came once and one more time. And then she came to me to my office and said, Rav Shlomo, I have an invitation for you. I want to invite you to my wedding. So I said, oh, Mazal Tov. I got the invitation, and I look at the invitation, and the invitation, she invite me to her wedding in Shabbat with Goy. Yes? She invite the rabbis, she invited the rabbis that she wants that the rabbi will come to her wedding in Shabbat Kodesh. Shabbat Kodesh, the celebration would be in Shabbat, not in synagogue, not in nothing, in some place. With whom? With some Goy. So I say to myself, why she came? She didn't know that. She does know nothing. She don't know that I can't come to this celebration. So I said, look, please sit down, let me talk to you. I said to her, I know that I cannot stop you now, 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the wedding. I know that. I know that you don't understand what you are doing now. But let me tell you something. In any case, your kids will be Jewish. According to the Jewish law that I said to him, explain him, there is no nisuim, there is no chatuna, there is nothing here. You belong to Am Yisrael. זה מה אמרתי לה, את שייכת לעם ישראל, והוא שייך לעם אחר. This is not the way, he belongs to other nation. This is not the way, our way. So she understands, I said to her, you know, anyway, I cannot stop you, I cannot come to your wedding, because it's against the Torah. It's against the Torah because you are getting married with non-Jewish. It's against the Torah because you are do all this celebration, Shabbat Kodesh, and not according to the Torah. So I cannot come, but I can tell you that anyway, whatever you will do, my door will be open. I will help you, and this is not you have to do your home kosher in this is not ptor. You cannot say, look, anyway I got married to some goy, so I can do whatever I want. No, you are Jewish, you have to behave like Jewish, כמו יהודיה. And after nine months, she sent me a letter that with someone, Shalom Rav Shlomo, please give me books. I want that my home will be kosher. I have a baby, and I want that everything will be kosher. So I sent her books, and I asked her to come to my office, and she came. And when she came, she started to cry. And she said that her husband, who antishemi, hate Jewish people, and now they want to get divorced, but she has already a baby, but she needs the permission. But he said, I will never, he don't see the kids, his kid. And he says, I will never give you any permission to go to Israel. And I will never will let you to go to Israel, to Jerusalem, because she wanted to come to Jerusalem. She started to keep mitzvot because of all the books, everything. And because she came time to time to our center, and she started and she understood that she did mistakes, and a big mistake. And now she wants to leave to Israel to go to Midrasha, like your Midrasha. And she wants to start another life in Israel. But now she needed permission, but he's not coming, he's always drunk, and he's mafia or something. and he's anti-Jewish, anti-Shemi or something. She don't know what to do. So I said, okay, let's, maybe we can try to do something. I called some, because we did crazy things. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. I called to some Jewish guy, very, very Ashir Gadol, wealthy, nachon? Ashir Gadol, but you know, in Ukraine, when you are Ashir Gadol, you are belong to the mafia also, Russian mafia. I said, Mr. Vyshevsky, he was a Jewish, I need you urgent. He said, what's happened? I need to talk to you now. Okay, he sent the Mercedes 600 with the bodyguard and with a big roof, big body and very small Rosh Katan. And he said, this big mafioner to keep me and the driver with the Mercedes, and he took me to his Italian restaurant. He said, what's happened? So I told him the story. I'm asking him, Mr. Vyshevsky, אם אחרי שתחרישי בעת הזו רווח והצלה יעמוד ליהודים בהן ממקום אחר. I don't know what to tell you. We have to save her life. We have to save the future of this guy, of this kid. We have to do something. He says, what's the story? What we need? We need that her husband will sign a paper that will give her a permission to go to Israel to study Torah in Midrasha. He said, okay, that's what we need. Yes, that's what I need. Okay, no problem. He said to the guys, the bodyguards around him, he said, look, go to this guy and give him a paper that he will sign, that everything will finish. So I don't know what was happened. I'm just rabbi. I just say that we have to solve some problem. But I know that after 3 weeks, she went to Baruch Hashem, she got divorced from him. She went to Israel, she came to Yerushalayim, she started to learn in Midrashayim. Baruch Hashem, right now, she has 5 kids and they have a religious family, Baruch Hashem. This is just one little story about amazing things that our Shlichim did in Kharkov all this time. And I will give you just one more thing, because I arrived today from Kiev. And I came for Shabbat in Kiev, Ukraine. Okay, I was in Shabbat in the Bet Knesset. And I decided this Shabbat not to be, because when I came to there, all the rabbis, oh, Rav Shlomo, come to us. I said, no, I will be with the shul, with Kiddush or something, whatever they have to eat. I don't know, I don't need more than that. And then I came to the Bet Knesset, and the Gabbaim told me, oh, Rav Shlomo, you have here 1 kid from Kharkov. And you know, we finished in Kharkov about 8 years ago. And I said, what does it mean, 1 kid? Yes, someone from Kharkov came to our yeshiva to learn. And this is one of your guys. So I said, okay, Beseder, where is he? He came to me, wow, Rav Shlomo! And, I didn't see you 10 years. I saw the guy with kippah, betzitzit, I said, Mr. Filatov, what's happened? Tell me, what's happened? What's happening? He said, you remember when I started the camp, the Shabbatonim that you had, everything, all the activities, we started everything. And now, at the last day, I have some business in Kharkov, but now I'm 30 years old, and I remember your words, that you have, all of you, you have to get married to Jewish woman and to build a Jewish family. This is the most important thing. And now I'm 30 years old, and I want to build a family, and I want to get married only with Jewish men. A Jewish woman, but I don't know enough about how to build a Jewish home. So I decided to stop my job in Kharkov and to come to Yeshiva in Kiev for 4 months. And this is the first Shabbat that I'm in yeshiva in Kiev. And when I came to this yeshiva, I saw you, Rav Shlomo, that you started everything in my life. Jewish life started with you. So I didn't understand why I should stay for Shabbat in Kiev, because I had something to do there, but now I understood everything. I left Kharkov, but Kharkov followed me till even 10 years, 10 years after we finished there. But why it's so important? Why it's so important? Because I think that we have to start to open our hearts, et alev shelanu, to open our mind, to think not only about ourselves, about other people. This is one of the things that we learn from Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef said, Baparasha, he says, Mishpat echad, one sentence, Bapasuk, Et echai anochi mevakesh. I'm looking for my brothers. I'm worried about my brothers. I'm thinking about my brothers. That's what I want to do. This is not a story about Yosef and his brothers. This is something that we have to learn and to understand for ourselves and our life. That we have to stop to think only about our life, and we have to think about Am Yisrael, about Klal Yisrael. And this is one thing that I think it's important for us to take from Admut, from Yosef HaTzadik. And our Satan Kharkov, in memory of Yosef, Mr. Yosef Miller, I think that this is the first things that we took. It was important to our shlichim, a lot of shlichim. We had a lot of shlichim to change this mentality, to change their mind, and to start to think how I open my door, I open our center, our homes, to invite other people from our me'am shelanu, from our people, and to give them the or shebatorah, what's the light that we have in Torah, and to show them, because it belongs to them. The Torah Israel does not belong to us, it belongs to Klal Israel. And we have to do this, to think about the future of Am Israel. This is one thing that we try to do in Kharkov, try to do, and we did it in Kharkov. And I think we have all of us, all of you also, Banot, from Midrasha, this important Midrasha, to take to your life. Also, when Bezrat Hashem you will build a Jewish family, to remember, lizkor et ha-mishpat hazeh, et ha-davar hazeh, et ha-tzivuy hazeh, this important thing, et achai anochi mevakesh, not important what kind of achim we have, of brothers we have, maybe they have chiloni, not religious or something. No, we are trying to do the best, to give them, to do lekarev otam, whatever we can. This is one thing. Second thing I think about Yosef HaTzadik, I thought Yosef HaTzadik is the symbol of halicha neged ha-teva. Halicha neged ha-teva. איך אומרים את הביטוי הזה? Halicha neged ha-teva. Against nature. What? Halicha, איך?
Going against
nature. It was the story of Yosef when Etzel Potiphar with the wife, with all the story, with it was against the nature. Yosef teaching us that sometimes we have to go against the nature, because the Torah gives us the koach, the power to go against the nature. And this, it's very interesting. If you will go to Psukim about Kriyat Yam Suf, when Yam Suf was open. So the Midrash says that Yosef HaTzadik, when it was opened, when Arono Shel Yosef came to Yam Suf, to the Yam Suf, then everything is opened. Everybody all asking why Arono Shel Yosef? So the Maharal Miprag says that Arono Yosef. Is the main thing of Yosef is that he is going against the nature. When the Torah says to do something, so we are doing what the Torah metzavotan, what the Torah says to do. So this is what Yosef did. And then Kasher, when Arono Shel Yosef Igia, when he came to the Yam, so the Yam, the sea, Yam Suf. So the Yam understood that okay, there is a nature. We know what is the nature of the sea, but Yosef HaTzadik came, and Yosef it's against the nature because Yosef had to go. So the Yam was open. That's a Maharal Miprag say. So this is the one more point to do things against the nature. When I came to the mayor of the city of Kharkov and I said I want to open school Shalabim. Because there is no Jewish education in Kharkov. So he said to me, why we should open separate school for Jewish people? We all of us, our one nation, one culture we have. This is the Ukrainian culture, Ukrainian. That's what he said to me. So why? Why you want you have to do this? I will not give you any permission to do this. That's what he said. I was very angry, and I didn't afraid from him. Kharkov, it's a big city. It's 2 million people. For Israel, it's a very big city. So I said to my translator, because I didn't know Russian enough Russian. Now, thanks God, Baruch Hashem, much more than my English. So I said to my translator, please tell him that I'm going to do it without his permission. So he said, I will not translate it. So I took him back from him. I beat him in my legs. I said, translate it. He said, I will not do this. So I said, I will try to say. And I was very, very, very angry. How could the mayor of the city say no to Masha Torah Omeret, to something that the Torah says? Who is he? Me is it? So I came back to our center, Bet Midrash, I remember. It was before Purim. I took the whole students and I gave him a shiur. I said, look, I met Ish Rasha. Aish Rashaze, this guy, he thinks that he can do something against the Torah. And I want to tell you. Shapasuk omer revach ve'atzala. The pasuk says in Mechilat Esther, revach ve'atzala yamod leYehudim b'makom acher. Ze haya mashu meshuga. It was something crazy. Mani Shlomo, Shlomo Akatan. I'm very, very small. Who am I? I want to do something against the mayor of the city. How can I still do this? It wasn't the mayor of the city, it was a deputy, Sgan, and he was in charge of the education in Kharkov. So I didn't sleep night. But say, as Yosef HaTzadik taught us, we have to leilachem neged ha-teva. We have to fight against the teva. I did shiur bayit. And I learned that his wife was head menahelet shel bet sefer. She was menahelet, director of school. So I sent someone to her, and I said to her, look, I want to open a new school. I knew what her salary was. And I promised her four times more. It was instead of $100, this is the salary that he got for 1 month, she got for 1 month, I offer her $400. It was a big, big money. And I went to his boss. I met his boss. He was in charge of the whole Machoz region, much more than the city. And I met him, invited him to restaurant. We bought a lot of everything kasher and a lot of vodka. And I put vodka, bottles of vodka, and I put water in my bottle of vodka. And I gave him vodka, and I gave me water, and we drank to the nation, to Ukraine, and we drank, and he was totally drunk. And he says, "At chatzi malchut vateas." He said to me, this guy. I said, "I don't want chatzi malchut. I want only permission for one school, one poor school, only license. That's what I want." He says, "You got it." And I says, "Okay, I have matana for you. I have matana for your wife. I have matana for your kid. I have matana for everybody he knows." And he was shocked. How I know how many friends he have? I gave all of them matanot ktanot, not big matana. It's not iPhone 10 or something. Just matanot ktanot. And then after few days, I got license. Not from the city, from the region. And I got new dear director of the Limudei Chol. And the director was wife of the guy who says, "You will not get Jewish school license for Jewish school. Never. Never. B'chaim lo tekabel." And we did it. Because that's why, because Yosef say that sometimes you have to fight a guy against the nature. Without lasot cheshbon, without nothing. And we did it, Baruch Hashem. And this school, Baruch Hashem, patachnu et bet sefer. And then they told me, what would be the name of this bet sefer? I said, OU. Say, Dubawa has been OU, Orthodox. Orthodox in the Russian tradition, it's very bad word. Because the orthodoxalna, this is very fanatic people. So I said, they cannot. They said, this is a school, separation of church and the and education, you cannot do this. So I said, "Okay, I will give you other name." They said, "Why? Shalabim." They said, what is Shalabim? There is no Russian word, Shalabim. So I said, what's the difference? This is Shalabim. I said, it's international schools, or say with, and everybody speaks English, and so I got permission, I got director for Limudei Chol, I got everything. And the woman came to her wife, to her husband, and she said, "I have a new job for next year." Said, "What? What job you have?" "I have. I'm director of school." He said, "What school?" "There is a new school." She said, "There is a new school, and I have salary much more." And he understood what I did, Baruch Hashem. And the point is that we are going sometimes. Can I get a teva? והדבר האחרון, and the last thing that I think we should learn from Yosef is at the beginning of Sefer Shmot. Do we have Sefer Shmot like this? Let's speak about the beginning of Sefer Shmot. Ve'ele Shmot Bnei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayimah. Give me. Okay, yes, Sefer Shmot. Okay, the beginning about Yosef. So Rashi says, "Ele Shmot Bnei Yisrael, Abayim Mitzrayimah." "Ele Shmot Bnei Yisrael, Abayim Mitzrayimah. Et Yaakov, Ish Uveito Ba'u." And Rashi says, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, who came to Egypt? Reuven, Yaakov, Ishu, Veto, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudah, Issachar, Zvulun, Binyamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Ve'asher, Vayikol Nefesh, 70 Nefesh, Ve'Yosef, Haya Bemitzrayim. All of them were 70 people, 70 Nefesh, 70 people, and Yosef, Haya Bemitzrayim. Rashi says, what does it mean? Why the Torah says, Yosef Haya Bemitzrayim, that Yosef was in Mitzrayim, is included in these 70 people. But Rashi says, and tell us, Ma ba lelamdenu, lo hayinu yodim shehu haya bemitzrayim? אלא להודיע צדקתו של יוסף. הוא יוסף הרואה את צון אביו, הוא יוסף שהיה במצרים ונעשה מלך ועומד בצדקו. This is the same Yosef. Torah says to us, you have to understand something. This Yosef was still 17 years old, was taught Torah, למד Torah with Yaakov. אבל after, but after 17 years old, he was in Egypt. And we could think, you know, that Yosef changed. Why he changed? Because he's not learning Torah with his Yaakov. Maybe he's changed. She's not still at the Midrasha. She went to university in the United States, to Harvard, and around her only Goyim. And she's not Tzadikah. She lomedet Torah like the Midrasha. Because, you know, like Rambam says, Adam hu yetzur chevrati, all of us, we have an influence from society we are living with. So the meaning is that if you go to Egypt and you grew up with Egypt, with Egyptian people, so maybe you will be changed. So the Torah said, no, Yosef Haya Bemitzrayim, this is the same Yosef. The same Yosef, the same Tzaddik, that when he was 13, 17 years old, he was Tzaddik. So this was the situation after the society was changed and it was with the Egyptian people. I think this is the davar shlishi that we have to learn from Yosef. And this, because of this Rashi, we're getting a clear explanation why only the Yosef is the only one that we all of us says that Yosef a tzaddik. Nobody says Moshe a tzaddik. אף אחד לא אומר אברהם הצדיק או יצחק הצדיק או יעקב הצדיק. All the people say יוסף הצדיק. Why יוסף got this word צדיק? This is Rashi, it's based of Rashi and Midrashim, that צדיק, the meaning of צדיק is because you didn't change your life because of change of your society that you are belong. So this is very important thing to us to learn. No matter what would happen with your life, it's important that you will get the values that you are getting here and to take it to your life in the future. This is one more thing that we learn in Yosef, from Yosef, that he didn't change. He was always at the same tzidkut, at the same level, like he was when he was with Yaakov Avinu. And very shortly, our center that we opened, it was named of in memory of Yosef, Mr. Yosef Miller. I think that these three things that I said, it's very important, first of all, that's what we did. I think it's important for us, for all our life, your life, because you can change, we have to understand that we can change the world. And I'm telling you because אני לא איש חשוב, אני איש פשוט מאוד. I'm not Rav Shlomo, I didn't born like Rav Shlomo, I'm absolutely very simple, באמת אדם פשוט, which somehow נפלתי, אני לא יודע איך, I don't know how, but I הגעתי למקום, I went to some place that I had to understand, I told to the people, או שאתם יהודים, or if you will not be Jewish people, you will not survive as a nation. So we have to understand that we should try to do keruv, לקרב אנשים לתורה. This is the thing that we should learn from Yosef. את החי אני מבקש. This is the הדבר הראשון. Sometimes we have to go with the Torah against the nature. And the last thing, that we have to take the values and to use it and to live with these values של תורה for all our life. זה מה שרציתי להגיד. אני מצטער על השגיאות שלי באנגלית. I'm very sorry about my English. I I understand that I had a lot of mistakes and so, but אני מקווה שהבנתם אותי. I hope that you understand what I said. בסדר? תודה רבה לכולם.